Jobs went home early that day to mull over the problem, then called Ive to come by. They wandered into the garden, which Jobs' wife had planted with a profusion of sunflowers. "Every year I do something wild with the garden, and that time it involved masses of sunflowers, with a sunflower house for the kids," she recalled. Johnny and Steve were riffing on their design problem when Johnny asked, "What if the screen was separated from the base like a sunflower?" He got excited and started sketching. Ive liked his designs to suggest a narrative, and he realized that a sunflower shape would convey that the flat screen was so fluid and responsive that it could reach for the sun. In Ives's new design, the Max screen was attached to a movable chrome neck so that it looked not only like a sunflower, but also like a cheeky Luxo lamp. Indeed, it evoked the playful personality of Luxo Jr. in the first short film that John Lasseter had made at Pixar. Apple took out many patents for the design, most crediting Ive, but on one of them, for a computer system having a movable assembly attached to a flat panel display, Jobs listed himself as the primary inventor. In hindsight, some of Apple's Macintosh designs may seem a bit too cute, but other computer makers were at the other extreme. It was an industry that you'd expect to be innovative, but instead it was dominated by cheaply designed generic boxes. After a few ill-conceived stabs at painting on blue colors and trying new shapes, companies such as Dell, Compaq, and HP commoditized computers by outsourcing manufacturing and competing on price. With its spunky designs and its path-breaking applications like iTunes and iMovie, Apple was about the only place innovating.